KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have snow, blowing snow, near whiteout conditions. It's 30 degrees, and we have a winter storm warning in effect until early Wednesday morning for the KJAN listening area. We look for snow, heavy at times, possibly mixed with sleet or rain early this afternoon, a high around 34. New snow accumulations during the day of 3 to 5 inches possible, and snow will continue tonight, and we'll have an additional or total snowfall around 4 to 8 inches here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. So far, the average snowfall here outside the KJAN studios, 3.5 inches, with drifts of 8 to 12 inches. In the news, an update to our report that we brought you on Saturday, the Council Bluffs Police Department said Monday a man who was injured during an accident Friday night has died. 59-year-old Edward Abraham of Council Bluffs died at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where he was being treated for his injuries and or other possible medical conditions. The accident happened around 7 p.m. Friday in the 300 block of 9th Avenue in Council Bluffs, when a vehicle driven by Abraham rear-ended an unoccupied parked Ford Crown Victoria. A preliminary investigation indicated Abraham's vehicle went off the right side of the roadway and into the parking lane, striking the car. Both vehicles were pushed about 50 feet west before coming to rest. The reason for the accident remains unknown. However, authorities say a medical condition is being investigated as well as other possibilities. They did say, however, impairment was not a cause of the crash, which resulted in that roadway being closed for about 1.5 hours in both directions. Speaking of roadways, the Interstate 80 between the Marnie and Elkhorn exits is now reopened eastbound. Earlier, just before 7 o'clock, that had been closed due to an accident, but they've since cleared that out of the way and allowed traffic to flow again. The roadways in the area are 100% snow-covered. Bridges and overpasses are icy. Travel is not advised. Sheriff's deputies in Fremont County investigating an alleged assault that took place Monday night in Farragut arrested 49-year-old Larry White of Farragut early this morning. The Sheriff's Department said the incident occurred a little after 8 p.m. Monday at 1008 Jackson Avenue in Farragut. By the time deputies arrived, White had fled the scene on foot. A search was conducted, but White could not be found. At around 12:20 this morning, deputies were advised that residents in the home on Jackson Avenue believed that White had returned. He was located in a shed near the property and taken into custody without incident. White was arrested for 2 counts of domestic abuse, assault, felon in possession of a firearm, and child endangerment. He was being held in the Fremont County Jail without bond. A man wanted on a Cass County warrant turned himself into the Page County Sheriff's Office Sunday evening. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday that 45-year-old David Allen Holstey of Yorktown later posted a $1,000 bond and was released pending further court proceedings in Cass County. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that arrested on Saturday was 21-year-old Sean Alexander Jensen of Walnut. Jensen was taken into custody for OWI first offense, possession of Adderall, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and driving while revoked. He was later released from the Cass County Jail on his own recognizance. And on Saturday, deputies in Cass County arrested 38-year-old Tamar Nels Foley of McCallsburg on a charge of OWI first offense. Foley was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. A Creston woman has reported to police the theft of 2 bicycles, a black and orange Mongoose Pacific bicycle and a Mongoose Freestook Outer Limit Boys BMX bicycle were stolen from residents in the 600 block of West Adams Street in Creston at around 7 p.m. on January 29th. The loss was estimated at $200. An investigation into a burglary Sunday in Red Oak resulted in the arrest Monday afternoon of 42-year-old Chris Allen Taylor of Red Oak. He was taken into custody for burglary in the 3rd degree and criminal mischief in the 4th degree. Taylor was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $5,000 cash bond. The Red Oak Police Department responded to a call of a shoplifter at the Dollar General store in Red Oak Monday afternoon. And after an investigation, officers arrested 75-year-old Bonnie B. Noscable of Nottoway for theft in the 5th degree. Noscable was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. One person was injured during a single vehicle accident Monday morning in Mills County. The sheriff's office said Troy Sneckloff of Red Oak was transported by Malvern Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs after the 2004 Chevy he was driving hit a patch of black ice on 370th Street near Ellington Avenue just after 7 a.m. on Monday. The vehicle went off the road to the left and into a ditch where it hit a sign and drainage tube. The vehicle continued across a farm drive and came to rest on the opposite side of the drive. In an update to our reports over the weekend, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office said Monday that criminal charges were pending against at least one of two individuals involved in a pursuit Saturday night that ended in a crash resulting in injuries. The chase began in the southern part of the county at around 8:15 p.m. when a deputy tried to stop a pickup truck for an equipment violation. The vehicle sped off and at times reached speeds of 100 miles per hour. The pickup crashed about 30 minutes later at the intersection of Highway 44 and Shelby County Road M56. The driver, 18-year-old Justin Dickinson of Harlan, was trapped in the vehicle. He was extricated by mechanical means and transported to Murtu Hospital after being flown to LifeNet helicopter to Nebraska Medical Center. A passenger in the pickup, 17-year-old Nicholas Hainer of Council Bluffs, was transported by ambulance to Murtu Hospital and held for observation before being released. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a weekly report on arrests and other incidents. Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said that 51-year-old Mark Elmer Style of Bridgewater was arrested January 25th following a traffic stop during which he allegedly fought with a deputy and was forcibly brought under control through the use of a stun gun. Style was subsequently arrested for driving while barred, interference with official acts, and on a warrant out of Polk County. He was released on his own recognizance on the Adair County charges, but then taken back into custody by Polk County deputies. 27-year-old Alicia Marie Hutt of Fontenelle was cited Saturday morning for driving under suspension and then released. Last Friday morning, 33-year-old Julie Ann Holmes of Bridgewater was arrested on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for an original possession of controlled substance charge. Holmes was being held at the Adair County Jail until picked up by Pottawatomie County deputies and then remanded to their custody. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said also 22-year-old Zachariah Perry of Greenfield was arrested on a warrant out of Nebraska for forcible sexual assault in the first degree and contributing to the delinquency of a child, along with court costs associated with first offense reckless driving and unlawful entry without a park permit. Perry waived extradition and was turned over to Saunders County, Nebraska deputies. 52-year-old Tony Lynn Reese of Bridgewater was arrested January 27th on a warrant for failure to appear for her pretrial conference on January 25th. Reese was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond. And the Adair County Sheriff's Office said 26-year-old Ryan Douglas Neal of Orient was arrested by deputies January 26th for first-degree harassment associated with alleged threats against his parents and other family members. Neal was being held without bond by order of the magistrate. In world headlines at this hour, call it a Democratic cliffhanger. Iowa voters still don't know the official winner of the Democratic caucuses because Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are locked in a virtual tie. State Party Chairman Andy McGuire said the results are the closest in Iowa Democratic caucus history. This morning, Sanders arrived in New Hampshire to the cheering of a large crowd of supporters. He came in third in the Iowa Republican caucuses, but Marco Rubio is still gaining supporters, including South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who says Rubio is the one shot Republicans have to win the presidency in November. Scott said this morning that he's endorsing Rubio. Ted Cruz, who came in first in the Iowa caucuses, told CNN, "I believe we have the national campaign and infrastructure to capitalize on the win." Donald Trump came in second.